The union representing BC Ferries workers has lodged a lengthy complaint to the BC Labour Relations Board, accusing the employer of a string of bad behaviour and asking for $2.1 million in damages. The 14-page letter of complaint comes as the two sides are engaged in tense negotiations to increase wages for the union's 4,700 workers. According to the December 14 letter, the employer has undertaken a concerted campaign to undermine the union's exclusive bargaining agency and lower its reputation among its members. The employer's efforts have stoked fear and animosity among members, which has directly led to discord between the union of members. The letter claims BC Ferries extended private accommodation deals, negotiated for a limited time during the COVID-19 pandemic, to remote workers without consulting the union. It then reversed the deal once the union complained, leading to anger from those workers toward the union. It also states that the employer has wrongfully reached out twice to union members, telling them that union leadership had rejected a 7% wage hike offer as part of mid-contract wage negotiations now underway. The union also claims that during an online meeting on November 28 related to the two notifications, BC Ferries Executive Director of Labor Relations Dean Dobrinsky told BC Ferries Union President Eric McNeely to just shut the F up. The letter states that just before the start of the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic, the union was preparing to negotiate a two-year collective agreement with proposed wage hikes of 10% a year. However, due to the onset of the pandemic, the union changed its position and, in November 2020, accepted a five-year contract with increases of 0, 2 and 2%, with the last 2 years' pay hikes to be determined through two wage reopeners. The first wage reopener was in August, but no agreement could be reached. The two parties are now engaged in binding negotiations, with the next meeting set for February. The letter states the employer has wrongfully notified union members that they have been offered a general 7% wage hike for 1 year and that union leadership has rejected that, leading to further discontent. As punishment, the union is asking that BC Ferries pay $100,000 for bargaining directly with employees, related to the housing deal, $1 million in damages for defamation and $1 million for damaging the union's relationship with members. According to a BC Ferries spokesperson, the company is aware of the letter of complaint that has been sent. While we're aware of the complaint and will be responding to it, there is a limitation to what we can say right now as the matter is now before the Labor Relations Board, the spokesperson said. BC Ferries is also in the middle of an arbitration process with the union which will determine wage adjustments for 2024. We are looking forward to a good outcome for our people and having this process complete in the new year when the arbitrator panel makes its ruling. The BCNDP has put its stamp on BC Ferries over the past 18 months, appointing NDP stalwart Joy McPhail as chair of the board and former ICBC boss Nicolas Jimenez as CEO. D. Carrig at postmedia.com.